disappointed!
Miracles in this bitch.
Keep it going.
Are you married to like somebody from the 500 BC or something?
Do you ride bicycles?
Have you ever been so lonely?
Do you ride bicycles?
Did you grow up in like under a bridge or something?
Whose brother is your uncle? Whose brother is your uncle?
I don't know, but it was on.
Whose brother is your uncle?
Are you planning to move to China and live there?
Zero.
790. Holy fuck.
Wow.
Trying to be healthy, and what do they do? The government poisons you with calories.
795.
$795.
Is that a lot?
Hi. Welcome.
Good evening. Friday, September 7th, 2012. I'm going to date the shows from now on in case people listen to old ones.
That's not a good sign.
Does that make
Live
sense?
From the epicenter. Of
Live
from 9.8 earthquake.
So we got a couple things going on here. Turn me up one. That's the first thing that's going on. I need to be turned up. Hey, thanks, Ty Ty. Cops galore. We got the black and whites, the 5-0s.
Yep. The pigs.
Coppers. Hey. Not the pigs.
Oh, yeah.
They're protecting and serving. Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I think that's what pigs stand for.
Doesn't stand for that. They're outside. There's a man with a shotgun. I'm not using any hyperbole here. There's a man with a shotgun running about our neighborhood. They can't find him. It's not a shotgun.
And when you say the cops are outside, you mean about 30 cop cars.
30 of them, yeah.
Blocking every street for probably 7 or 8 blocks.
So dealing with that, they wouldn't let us come into work. I actually had to break into work tonight. You guys did too, right?
I told the cop there's someone over there and ran around behind him.
Did it work?
I threw a baseball and he chased it like a dog.
Did you let him know you have a gun in your trunk?
And then moments...
Yeah, that part slipped my mind.
Moments ago, we had a very short but very intense earthquake. Shook the fuck out of the building.
Scared me.
My entire soundboard probably moved, I'm not kidding, like 2-3 inches each
yeah.
way.
It sounded like a big explosion.
And I'm on such heavy medication right now that I kind of freaked out. Usually I enjoy those things a little bit, but my eyes were wide. I was freaked out.
Medication.
Oxycodone, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've taken it. It's
What'd
good
you
stuff.
Do?
I don't like it.
Oh, for your mouth?
It takes away depression, for sure.
It does, momentarily, and I'm feeling, like, no pain, and I'm feeling, what do you call it? What do they call it?
Euphoria?
Euphoria, thank you. And
I
this
love
show
euphoria.
Could go either way because of me. It could go good, it could go bad. I have a feeling it's going to go south.
Do you want one of the co-pilots to take over?
God. Yeah, could you? But I'll feel good for a minute, and then all of a sudden everything comes crashing down, and it's like everything's just awful.
Can you sleep on that stuff?
Tonight's the first night. I'll figure that out.
Drink on it though; it's very dangerous.
I used to take. You're such a. Such
did you
a dad.
Did you take it or snort it?
Okay, Dad. I used to take a lot of Vicodin.
Put up your mm-hmm. butt; it goes in your stream faster.
22 a day, and so I'm sick of Vicodin. And I asked for the good stuff because today I had a mouth surgery. I had oral surgery, Michael.
Was it terrible?
It was pretty awful. Staying awake to having your teeth pulled out—it's an experience.
I've done it.
Yeah, I can't picture you doing it. Look.
Oh, my God.
They gave me the tooth.
It's going to make me gag.
Here's the tooth. Can we get a shot of the tooth there,
Oh, Jesus.
We're on video, too, for those of you maybe listening, watching. There's the tooth.
Oh, that's so repulsive. Here's my femur. I pull out some bigger bone.
I had a very uncomfortable situation with the dentist, who's a very nice guy. My sister used to work at the office, so I got a little free nitrous.
Oh yeah,
family discount free nitrous.
Did you ask for your tooth back, or did they just give it to you?
Nah, they kind of forced it on me. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay.
You should put it on a chain around your neck.
I was gonna say he wakes up from the nitrous with a tooth necklace on.
The guy's awesome. The dentist that pulled it, he's an older guy, Dr. Benyon. I probably shouldn't be saying his name, but he was great. And my sister used to work there, so family discount there for me. Thanks, Dr. Benyon. He called me up at 9 o'clock tonight or 8:30 just to see how I'm doing, make sure that I'm okay. And I saw blocked number, so I assumed it was Drew. Before you say anything, I know that Drew doesn't block his number with you, but it's blocked with me. Okay. So Benyon, it's Benyon. So I answer the phone. This hello. Because I don't want to deal with Drew. Drew's probably going to want me to come in early.
He's like, you
want to
come over?
And it's Benyon. And he says, hey, I'm just going to make sure you don't hate me too much. And his idea for my tooth, because I said that I got the tooth. I was very excited to show Jillian because she's been dealing with my tooth fucking pain for the last week and a half. And I wanted to show her. I'm like, hey, here's the tooth. She immediately turns her head because I don't want to see it. That's gross.
Yeah, that's how I felt too.
Just look at it.
I'm going to have a nightmare about that tooth.
Look at the tooth.
I know. It's too
cool.
Much. It's too much like a tooth.
Oh, it's a tooth. It's changing colors too. It's like a mood tooth.
You should get some Crest. You should wrap that baby in Crest white strips for a few months.
Mood Tooth supporting Fish on their summer concert tour.
See how white you could have got your teeth.
Here's what my dentist said that I should do, though. When he heard that she did not want to see the tooth, he said you should dip it in gold and make it into a nose ring for the wedding.
What?
Yeah.
That's a mighty big nose ring.
Is it like it just like plugs up your nostril?
I like that
nose
doctor.
Ring?
I like that doctor. I thought that was
no,
clever.
No, what you do is you knock her tooth out while she's sleeping and then put your tooth in her head.
To be closer. I like that idea.
One of you has to tell me to stop messing with the computer because it's completely fucked. And that's what the whole
you
show is going
to
be about me.
Are you guys broadcasting live from a hospital room, by the way?
I don't know, but I like this. I like the white background.
Is our studio is being made into a studio. It's being revamped and dressed. And it looks nice. Looks very nice.
I wish we could do the show from a hospital room.
I just snorted some oxycodone, so the show is in jeopardy. But Coke. We also should mention this.
Oh, we should also mention. I just got a Twitter from somebody that said they will send us mugs.
All right, so that's the deal. Is all the listeners send us mugs and then buy them back.
Ronnie Cobb said, "I got your mugs. I need a shipping address."
Ronnie's a black fellow.
I don't know.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't think he is. So looking at his picture, he looks ghostly white.
I got pens. All right.
Oh my gosh!
And Michael swears to me up and down the price. Fucking tells me that they're right, that these are totally dishwasher safe. So we're gonna begin the project tonight. All right, it's mug night. Okay,
this is the lot of pressure.
We have mugs.
We got six mugs.
Oh yeah,
and we're gonna mark the fuck out of them tonight.
Yes,
tonight's the
do beginning. We each like do our own mug, or is it like a group project?
I think it's a group project.
So like you draw the head, and then I draw the body.
We're gonna put people on
their heads. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
You draw the scales. I'll draw the fin.
I'm gonna outline my tooth on everyone.
Oh, that's good. By the way, I don't know what I'm going to put on there because on my menstrual cycle because I am very sensitive this evening.
You're such a fucking pussy, man.
I watched three episodes of some show where
excuse my language. I'm
they
sorry.
They trick somebody into taking their car.
That was the drugs talk.
And then they bring it to a garage and Chip Foose and about 20 guys work on it and they make it like this badass chopper. Like, you know, they make custom wheels for it, new engine. No, it's not. It's a Chip Foose show. But by the end of it, I'm not even kidding, and I wish I was. I'm crying because I'm so happy to see the guy get his cool car back. And I watched three of them, one today and two tonight. And I was just like, that kid, he thinks they took his truck, and then they fixed it up. Even though this kid was like an honor student, Eagle Scout, volunteer fireman, all this stuff. And when he got his junky truck back.
He doesn't sound deserving at all.
Well, here's the thing is, when he got his truck back, there's no way in hell he can take that truck to school because now it's worth like $100,000. And it's got this crazy paint job and it's got this tray that comes out and it's got about $5,000 worth of rescue equipment in it. It's got these amazing racing seats and like a $10,000 stereo.
Speaking of paint jobs, that's what we're doing here. We're painting mugs. You know what this is? You know what the sound is?
Yeah.
Mating
it's
call.
The sound of a rattlesnake and it scares the crap out of me.
The Wonderful Wild World of Whites. Remember that movie, that documentary?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. I saw it.
The guy did. It's a mating call.
That, you know what surprises me about that show is the cops didn't just watch it and go arrest everybody. All right, we know you're drug dealers now.
So I have very little to talk about tonight, so you guys take over.
What do you want to talk about? Because I've got something to talk about.
Only thing I want to talk about. Oh,
I got a one-word topic.
Go ahead. What is it?
Happiness.
Sweet. Tell me more.
Well, I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and I've been thinking about how unhappy I am living in L.A. because of the hustle and bustle and the weird anxiety you
feel. Moving to Montana?
Trying to compete
Billings?
With everybody.
Going to move to Billings?
No, I did make a decision that I'm getting out of L.A., but, you know, that one might not stick. But I'm done playing this game where it's everything's a competition and everyone's in a rush because I can't stand it anymore.
And it is awful, but we're not going to do anything about it, Mike. You know
well,
that.
Some friends of mine...
we're never going to do anything about it.
...are in France right now. And
I'm high as a kite.
I've received several phone calls from one of them talking about how much different life is over there and how much better it is and how everyone's relaxed and they just go
where,
get
Europe?
Cappuccino. Deauville, France.
Yeah, fuck that. I can't have a friend that lives in France.
I'm thinking about going there.
No. It's too far.
What I'm really thinking about is moving back to Orange County and building like a little French chateau for me to live in. Or at least having a croissant. No, so it's really been on my mind. I don't like this feeling of everyone's in a rush and everyone's anxiety ridden and you're constantly struggling to make more money and do all this stuff. And I'm fed up.
I
know. I'm fed up and I've been fed up for a long time, but I finally realize it. And then I watched a documentary called Happiness. Not the movie you're thinking about, but they talked to all these people, and they were very, very poor, dirt poor, and they concluded that they're more happy, and they talked about what it takes to be happy, and apparently exercise is the biggest one.
I'll give you all these pens if you know where they were made.
I'm going with Belgium.
Wrong, Japan.
You just call me Japan?
Wrong, Japan.
How come I didn't get to guess?
Fuck, yes.
Do you need a mug, Tyler?
It's about to become a reality, guys. I'm going to do the
Can
B.
I get some pens?
No, you can't. You got to bring your
Why own. Are you going to use that shitty green one?
Because he's Irish?
Greatest. Yeah, I am. I'm Irish. Okay, here's all I have to bring to the table, guys. It's the only thing that I wrote down on my phone since the last time I saw you. Oh, welcome to the After Disaster, by the way. Episode number 274. I am Anderson.
Not correct.
To the left of me is Mike Carano. And there is Tyler, who's being auspiciously quiet, which I enjoy.
Rune is here, too.
And then Rune is over there. Making our podcast late. I apologize to everyone who's listening live. Hundreds of people tuned out, apparently, in waiting for us to begin the program.
How do you
because
know that?
Rune had a project.
Because I can't get the ink out of this pen.
You got to read the instructions. Careful. Do not break. Careful, Mike. Read the instructions. You shake it vigorously.
I don't want to read it.
Shake it vigorously. There's no. That. All right.
Get
this
the
is how I do. That's
that
how
pen.
I masturbate hunched over. So, like I'm Wolfman.
Here's all I brought to the table. All right.
The Wolfman, I mean.
Everyone, don't fucking panic when I bring up Breaking Bad right now, all right? Especially you,
I haven't watched
Misty.
It yet.
Especially you, Misty. Especially you, Tyler, okay? We're not keeping anything away. Misty's very upset. Listener Misty, she's been in here. She sent me tweets, very angry tweets, saying,
yeah, I saw some
How
angry
dare
tweets.
Dare you!
Yeah, people were like, I'm on season one. Stop spoiling it. Okay, you people need to
we
shut up.
We said there was a great scene with a train, period. Settle down, all right?
And then
now
he kills
I know
his own son
a train!
With what? His crutches.
Yeah, we talked about that as well. The Killing of the Sun, which was
Tamir
kind of
Jr.
But here's what I noticed about Breaking Bad. This
won.
Is not nothing given away. I'm not giving anything away. All right, I noticed this though. It's fucking weird. Not a single smartphone on the entire series. I know they're in New Mexico. I understand that, but you'd think there'd be one smartphone. You know what I mean? Every single one is a flip phone. Every fucking phone.
I like when there's not a smartphone.
And there's a lot
I
of
like
flip
when
phones.
There's not even a phone in a movie.
Oh, well, you should watch old Hitchcock movies.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's better. It dates it when there's phones and stuff.
Oh, wait, you ready? I'm gonna do this. It's beginning.
I already started.
Oh. Mike, number one. What does that mean?
I don't know.
God damn it, I feel like I'm 10.
Mike, doesn't it also date it if there's not phones? Because you're like, oh, that's from a time when there wasn't
yes,
phones.
Yes, a better
so
time.
What is your point?
A better time. These colors are kind of fruity.
Yeah. Is there anything besides like Easter colors in there?
It's like purple.
It's all they had, all right?
Oh, you bought these?
Yes.
I thought a fantastic listener donated them.
No, the listeners let me
know.
No,
down. An average host bought them.
That wasn't funny. That was just mean.
So you don't think?
So that's all I
you
had
don't
to
think
add.
Moving to France would make you happier?
If you like croissants,
croissants,
snootiness.
Well,
hey, there's some open lines. 1-800
loud. She said it's great. And she said everyone's treating them like
1-800 loud. 191. Are they made? Are they of money? Are they of money?
It's Bobcat and Tara and Joel. And they're at a premiere,
there?
And she sent me some pictures when Chanel was dressing her.
Who's
they
Chanel?
Put $60,000 earrings on her.
So rich, famous people are telling you that France is nice, Mike? Yeah,
they got limos.
Nice.
They have guides to take them everywhere.
Retarded.
Hey! We don't use that word.
Oh. Sorry, you're mentally disabled.
She was happy about the fact that she can go into any place and get a glass of wine, even though she's only 18.
Who is this you're talking about?
Tara.
She's honest.
Who the fuck's Tara?
Tara and Bob and Joel from God Bless
America.
Oh,
from that movie that you talk about often. I saw that movie. I liked it. It's enjoyable. Oh, speaking of which, movies. Film Vault, out now. You know what? I think it was a good episode, which is probably a problem because usually when I think they're good, they're terrible. But we did top five con artist movies, and I found it to be enjoyable. It was an enjoyable evening with the old Brian Bishop.
Give me one.
No, you always say that. All right, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, good one.
It wasn't really one. I'm not giving any more away. I'm tired of spoiling my own show on the show. All right, that was a forced sniff. I apologize. Tyler, why don't you get in here and get a mug? Actually, you know what? In a couple minutes, we're going to do our part, and then you can come and you can do your stuff.
That's cool. It'll be a surprise. You won't know what I'm doing back here.
I got very excited when the pre-show was going on because Tyler walks in and makes an announcement. Hey, everyone, they did a great little piece on us. And I'm thinking, wow, finally, After Disaster, getting a little recognition. Yeah, over at NBC, they're talking about how our shows are good.
No, not our shows. Not our shows. Our social, presence.
Mm-hmm. Social presence. You
yes, we
make
have
presence.
Yes,
social.
Yes, get it because presence sounds like presence.
I went nowhere with it.
Wouldn't that be sad if they did an article on the After Disaster and no one forwarded it to us?
That would be a pretty.
We stumble on it like 5 years after the show's gone.
Front cover of the LA Times. Hey, I think we can maybe get on Conan because he had a Mary Lynn Rice Cub. Is that
yeah,
how you
but
say
she's
last
a
name?
She's a friggin' star.
She
was on
huge.
24
she
was, for like 4 years.
Who is she?
She was on solely to promote her new podcast. That's it.
And they had Rob Delaney on last night.
Who's that?
Oh, he's Twitter.
He's like
Sorry.
The most popular Twitter man in the world. But yeah, she was on solely to promote her podcast. That's it. She has nothing else going on except to promote her podcast.
Well.
Does anyone know how you spell after disaster in French?
Would you stop with your French? Just put
after disaster.
Accent over one of the E's.
Over all the E's.
And put a little
beret. Put a lay in front.
All right, Tyler, come up with something that happened on an episode, and we will dedicate these two episodes. Like the great list. I would like to thank Seth for getting us these mugs. I can't remember your last name at the moment.
His.
Because I suck.
Anderson already sounds like the end of one of our early episodes.
I feel drunk.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't be here right now. Probably shouldn't be doing this. I feel like I'm overwhelmed. There's too much stuff. There's things everywhere. There's plastic and bubble wrap.
That is an overload. That is a sensory overload.
Would disaster be D-I-S-T-E-R-E?
I don't know, Mike.
Oh, my God. Let me tell
you. Your favorite play is Les Miserables, so just figure it out.
A-S-T-E-R. I'm doing the English. All right.
We can't have Mike do crafts during the show because clearly he's not actually able to talk
while
doing it.
Yeah, you can't multitask. What's wrong with you? Come on, Mike.
He doesn't have a frontal lobe, right? Didn't you lose your frontal lobe?
You know how you lose the frontal lobe? I learned it from working on a program you might have heard of it called Loveline. Is huffing gasoline dissolves your frontal lobes. Bad
delicious.
Times. I immediately regretted most of my years 14, 15, and 16 where I spent a good amount of time doing that.
Hey, I got bad news for everybody. I already misspelled disaster.
Well, you're not supposed to do all of it, Mike. You're supposed to leave stuff for all three of us to contribute.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty typical of Mike right there. Just you know what? I'll just do this one. This will
well,
be
I'm
me.
Still decorating.
I liked your idea of putting your lips on it.
This is the craft version of Mike trying to understand the pronunciation game.
I think if we learn anything is that we can't do this while doing a show.
No.
We're
going
to have to get together like on a Saturday afternoon and do this because you guys, you Pabs, can't multitask.
Oh, just get together. We'll just do some mugs.
This is an oil-based marker.
All right, open these fucks up on eBay, right? We're going to put them up on eBay. Yeah. Starting bid, $175.
What, $1.75?
No, $175.
$1.75.
Hey, Mike, right, how's your...
I guess I'm just done.
How's the highest blood pressure ever?
I don't know. I didn't go back to the doctor.
What?
Here's the problem. I meant to bring this up to Dr. Drew, but every time I go back there, it's $90 every time I go back. They call me in. He sits me down.
What is Anderson holding a stack
robbing a bank
of
and
cash?
You're only taking
what
ones?
What is happening?
Maybe he was going to pay his dentist down in Tijuana.
Here's how I do my blow because I'm so rich.
I like it. A
has,
lot
has
of
Has a
ones.
Rapper done that yet?
Wait, why do you have rolls of cash?
Because I have money.
What?
Forgot to talk about that. Okay, because I fucking roll fat, bro.
No, you don't, bro.
No, I really don't. I can't open this thing and I'm at a loss. To play some music or something, it's freaking me out, the silence. Oh my God, that is awful. The show is dead.
I was drawing a snake on the handle and it looks really crappy.
Yeah, it does.
So, no, I go to the doctor And I sit down in his office, and he goes, "You still taking your medication? Yep. You feeling all right? Yep. All right, I'll see you in 2 weeks." I'm not kidding you. That's it. $90. And then in 2 weeks, I go back. Same question. All right, see you in 2 weeks. Like, if there's an emergency, I'm just going to wait.
I love Drew, right?
Yeah, I love him too.
But why would you ever go to, like, the premier doctor in the country, you know, who's known for just working with celebrities and making as much money as he possibly can? Why would you ever get a recommendation from him? Do you want to go to, like, a...
Here's what's happened with my Dr. Drew recommendations. The last time when I had the hearing problem, which turned out to be a big hearing problem. Huh? I need hearing aids. But the tests, including the MRI, cost me about $5,000. Mm-hmm. So I went to a clinic called the House Ear Clinic. When I told my brother's wife that I went there, she went, that's the best place in the world. People fly here from all over the world to go there, and it's
even
the most expensive
France?
Place.
Do they go there from France?
No, they don't have any problems in France because they're relaxed.
Okay.
You mean home sweet home?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not even talking about moving to France. I'm talking about creating my own little France here.
Right.
That's
now,
not even
how would
French.
You do that?
Mike, why are you going to create a place you've never been to?
I beg to differ. I've been to... Oh, wait. That's New Orleans.
Did you really just confuse New Orleans and France?
Not only was I not really talking about the real New Orleans, I was talking about down in Disneyland, New Orleans Square. But I have been to New Orleans, and it was sucked, and it was a filthy, dirty, gross place. Mm-hmm.
Did you show your titties?
Dude. All right, come on, continue.
You want to see the beads? They threw anal beads at me.
That's so stupid, but
it's totally stupid. Okay, I got to be honest with you. This mug idea is not turning out to be the best one ever because I'm already bored.
What?
Well, you only got 1,000 more to do.
I'll tell you something is we can definitely not do the next few batches on the air because this is going nowhere.
No, you're not going anywhere. Like, I'm just doing the thus. Okay?
Thanks. I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere. No, you're talking about France and Disneyland.
There's a place in France where
the naked ladies dance. There's a hole in the wall.
No, it's where the ladies wear no pants.
No, it's where the naked ladies dance and there's a hole in the wall where you can see it all.
Who wants some pills?
My friend Steve has two kids, and his wife apparently is going to give birth to the third kid, and he sent me a picture of this Cadillac that he just bought, and he goes, "I got another baby on the way," and I was like, "What kind is it?" Thinking it's another Cadillac. I realize, God, do I not stay in touch with my friends.
But why did he send you a picture of a car?
Because I like cars, man.
No, why would he say, "I have another baby on the way," and send you a picture of a car?
Tyler, what I'm saying is
it's your friend's fault.
Yeah.
Your friend intentionally misled you.
You know what?
You should have wrote back, "Cool, let me know in 15 years.
He's no longer my friend now after that, after you pointed that out.
Okay, great.
The show comes to a friggin' halt when we're painting mugs.
Good night, everybody.
I'm not painting. Laughter, disaster. That's what's
oh
what
my
the
God,
cheat
there's
wrote.
Something sticky on this cup.
All right.
Look at that. The paint's coming off on my hand.
Well, because you got to let it dry, man. It's paint, all right? It's not magic.
Oh, okay.
Mike was apparently bit by a devil scorpion this week.
Were you? Tell me more.
I was standing in a parking lot last night, and I got bit on my leg
what
by a bug.
What are you doing in that parking lot?
We know
Mike?
What he does. He likes to pull his car into weird spots.
Personal.
And there.
I was in the Jerry's Deli parking lot about midnight, or about 11:15.
He unintentionally cruises for old dong.
Dogs.
Dong.
Old dong.
Dogs. Dude, how intense was that earthquake? Holy fuck.
Yeah, that earthquake scared the crap out of me. It sounded like an explosion.
It was like a truck slammed into the building.
Beverly Hills, you know how many chandeliers were shaking? Oh, my.
What's going on? That last earthquake was immediately...
Who didn't pay the environmental bill?
On my street, the environmental bill.
I don't even know what I'm talking about, but
so,
there has to be a thing.
I felt a bug on my leg. I hit it off with my hand as it was biting me, and I sent the picture to Dr. Drew.
Leave that man alone, would you?
Well, I was freaking. I thought it was a brown recluse.
Oh, by the way, I saw the Doug Stanhope new hour, at least half of it, before Jillian said, "This is awful. We cannot watch anymore." So I stopped. I need to watch the rest of that. But he opens with Drew hate. Spends a good 10 minutes on it.
Yeah, he hates him.
I know.
Okay, so I sent him the picture, and I said, "I think it's a brown recluse," and I'm freaking out. And he said, "It looks more like a clustered vesicles on a urethra." Or, I don't know.
I think it was just fucking with
it
you.
Says it looks more like clustered vesicles on an urethritis base with a secondary crust.
What was...
He was reading a science fiction novel and he just quoted something.
I'm pretty sure he just knows how neurotic you are and he's just trying to fuck
this
with
is
you.
My bug bite.
Tell me that's... I can't see anything through boxes. There's boxes in front of me. That's a cut, Mike.
No, it's a bug bite.
You have a cut.
There's three holes.
Wow.
Like he got rid of his teeth and his horn.
All right. Why is the show so quiet? Is it the drugs? Is it the drugs? I feel like we're at half speed right
now.
Does
anyone like my new $160 flip-flops?
I hate you. Put it away.
Why would you buy $160?
Because he's Mike. Because
I deserve the best. I'm French. For God's sake. I already decided if I move to France, I'm going to start drinking again.
Really? Just yeah. red wine
well,
in
because
the afternoon.
There. If yeah, you're there, it's like water. It's like, actually doesn't it count.
It totally doesn't count. Out of the country, you're free as a bird. Birds aren't free, though.
No, how much it costs. All right. Yes, people are talking about the mugs online. Very exciting stuff. Namely, the one that I'm noticing that's very upsetting is Kiwi Pie 16. No idea who you are.
That's what's her face.
No idea who you are. But she is considering all stuff she sent. Does she still have to pay for a mug? Absolutely.
Of course. Those are donations.
Yeah, and you know what? Dealing with those things, figuring out places to put them, and how to transport them to my house should make you pay double.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
That was the meanest thing I've said in a while.
Highlights from the show are already coming in. Here's a clip.
Tyler brings
Is there a painting table. Noise? Is there a pen noise you can put in there?
All right. I have three cups with duh on it. All right.
What?
Oh, yeah. These smell good.
Okay. I came up with an invention in traffic the other night with Jillian. Jillian was not impressed with the idea. I should not have led with that.
If it's the telephone, it's
already
been invented.
Is it called the self-suck 3000?
I don't understand what that means.
I don't know. Use your imagination.
Is it called a robot?
I think there should be levels of arguing. It's this thing called robot. There should be levels of arguing.
Hey, do you think a black person ever named their baby robot?
Why would it be a black person?
Robot.
You know how we were grouped in with Tosh the other day, like on how we're a racist, like Tosh? And I caught up on my Tosh because I haven't seen like the last four or five episodes, and I watched them. And I got to tell you, I love Tosh. He's still one of my favorites. That show is, when it's not making me puke, it's hilarious. Still very funny things on that show. However, there's just so many. I don't need to see the insides of human beings as much as, you know, you get on that show. But his overt, like, racist jokes are almost like old hat now. Like, I'm bored with them. It's just, like, non-fucking
stuff. Yeah,
you know,
and it's starting.
I mean?
I haven't watched the show,
it's like,
but
cliched
it, eventually
point.
It just gets offensive.
No, I wouldn't say that. It just gets, like, lazy writing almost. Like, all right, you're the guy that makes fun of minorities. Right.
I wonder how much that guy gets paid. Is there a minority joke writers union?
You're the naked guy who makes fun of black people. Go.
Like,
come on,
naked.
Well, he's always naked.
Oh, every time Tosh you open a box naked, with a mug, sorry. Every time you open a box with a mug, I get excited like it's something different.
Hey, if this is the first time you've ever listened to the show, this might be the best episode we've ever done.
I'll say this is going in the vault as great best of
the film vault. What? All right. Okay. All right. Come on! Come on, people! Help me out here.
I'm just watching you like this little like bonobo trying
to open
a box.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster, bonobo. How are you? Hello. Welcome to the program.
I have a mug idea.
Yeah, what's the mug idea?
What do you want
taking,
on your mug?
We're taking mug requests here.
One of them you should write. I think this is the worst mug that we've ever made.
It's bad.
A good call.
It's not bad
at
all.
It's going to cost extra.
It's too inside.
You know what we need? Whoever buys the mug won't mind the inside. We need to hire people who can deal with the mugs once we bust them out.
Like someone who can paint them?
No, we paint them.
Bust,
but then, like,
bust a mug.
Can we trade colors for a minute?
Sure. Once we're done painting them, they like, you know, organize them. Because I'm freaking out right now. I think it's probably the drugs, but I don't like all the stuff that's around.
How many did you take?
Thanks. What's the other one?
I just take one every 4 hours.
Take the recommended dose?
Can I have that blue one, too?
Dude, just take all my fucking pens, man. All right, this is the worst mug we ever made. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have any requests for a
you
mug?
Want that yellow one?
Oh, my God. That was the most difficult transaction.
You give him every single color except...
Yeah. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. Welcome to the program.
Hey, it's Ronnie on the Rock.
Hey, Ronnie on the Rock. That's a terrible name. You should change it, but how are
Mike
you?
Mike told me I can get pussy by saying that name.
What?
What? Why did
Last
Mike
week,
tell you
Mike
that?
Mike told me I'll get way more pussy if I change my name to Ronnie on the Rock.
I'm guessing Mike Catherwood?
No, Mike Carano. Last week I called in. I'm married one, fuck one, kill one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was the guy who tweeted. I tweeted you guys about I need a shipping address.
Oh, I knew somebody tweeted.
I don't use that word pussy,
somebody
by the way.
Somebody tweeted.
Anderson doesn't know what Twitter is.
What is tweet?
He is worthless to tweet,
I tweet
at.
Everywhere.
You tweet everywhere. What did you needed our address? Why is that? Did you want to come down here with a shotgun? Because the cops are out front looking for you.
I was going to ship it directly to you, so I don't have to ship it to me. And then
we'll give you Anderson's address.
What
do you
think shipping?
Do you think this is cheesy that the listeners are sending us mugs to sell back to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
hey, if someone could send us a dozen t-shirts that already have After Disaster silk screened on them, $20. We'll sell them back to you.
Like fucking logos on it.
Language, my
we
friend.
We do not say the L word.
Hey, a couple lines open on 1-800-LOUD-191. 1-800-LOUD-191. Get your calls in now to help propel the show, because
Lord knows we are not doing it.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, all right.
Continue with your offensive voice.
I got another random fact challenge.
Yeah, what is it?
All right, what was the first? What program showed the first toilet on TV?
I'm going to go with Lucy. I love Lucy. That episode where she was puking blood from heroin abuse. Remember that one?
Yeah. And they were going to do it in the sink, but the censor board said, okay, do it in the toilet.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Leave It to Beaver.
Fuck you, Tyler, and you're fucking Googling.
Wow.
I did not Google it.
Googler.
Wait, I did not Google.
Can we still answer?
Rewind the tape. I want to hear.
You can still answer, Mike.
It was I heard you Googling.
The Tonight Show.
I was actually binging.
Binging is so gay.
What was wrong with our country that
binging
they wouldn't
for
let,
fags.
They wouldn't
my new
let married
sticker.
People have one bed in their bedroom and they wouldn't show a toilet?
By the way, the studies have shown that you are better off having one bed.
Yeah, no
kidding. I'm sorry, two beds.
Oh,
two
really?
Beds. Yeah.
I was going to say, because...
people with two beds report better sex lives and better sleep lives.
When I check into a hotel, I like the rooms that have two beds because I can leave all my stuff on one and sleep in the other one.
Totally
and then,
agree.
And then when I want to switch it up, I move all my stuff to the other bed and climb into a brand new bed.
And it's creepy sleeping in the bed with the dead hooker, so it's nice to be able to transport.
You don't push them under the bed?
Yeah.
You don't leave them in the tub?
I like to be respectful.
Post-shower, by the way.
Be respectful. All right, here's what we need. I'm going to deal with this because I don't know what to do with all this.
Put it on your head like it's a hat.
What's this?
Hey, maybe it'll protect you from the shotgun blast when we walk out of here at night.
I don't think it
what
will.
What if we walk out and our cars have been shotgunned?
I think
Oh, man. That's dangerous.
Does our insurance cover that?
Don't make Tyler and I do another standing up show.
We could probably be sued for this because that's the kind of world we live in.
You mean you can sue?
What?
You can
like
sue
some
them.
Some kid is going to kill themselves now because they watched me do that and everyone...
We get a lot of publicity.
Around.
It'll make a nice sound though when
podcasts
he falls on his face.
Are killing our
It'll make that pleasurable
youths.
Popping sound when someone punches him to try to revive him. That's dangerous how you're opening those things. Is that a razor blade?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's like a crescent wrench.
Anderson,
that what
you need to hang up on people when you're done with them.
I'm not done with him.
You're done with line one.
We'll hang up. Okay.
All right, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm already bored to death with these mugs.
All right,
and I don't
do
think we should do anymore.
Okay. Don't do anything.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is...
And I can't even add to that. Give me that fucking...
I know. You're spending way too much on each mug. That's the problem.
See, look what I did, Mikey. See, I wrote the on each one. And now they're ready to have something added to them, Mikey.
Well, I customized it.
Yeah, you did. You took it
Mike's
over.
Mike's bedazzling.
I saw a Prius driving here tonight that had stickers. They're like sparkly stars all over the back of it. And it was driving me crazy. I almost rear-ended it trying to take a picture.
I took a picture for you of a rear end of a car, and I sent it to you, and I got no response.
I don't remember. What was it?
Xanadu.
No, really?
Yep.
I gotta tell you, we're having a problem. We're having a problem with our...
You know what's scary is
now Mike will be silent for the next 5 minutes while he scrolls through
his
text.
No, I got it right here.
This is weeks ago.
I got it right here. There's no picture of a car.
This is weeks ago. I sent it to you weeks ago, and since then, I've shown it to you in person. I said, did you get this text? And I showed you the picture, and you're like, oh, yeah, sorry. Scary, Mike.
I don't remember. Are you sure it was someone else?
You don't remember any of that. I'm going to start calling you Memento.
I've got a disease.
You can't do that to me, all right? That other guy does that to me.
What if I do? What if you see me at camp next year? I'm like, oh, Anderson.
Well, all right, here's a quick little story about camp. All right, most people that I'm friends with at camp are great people. Most of them get it. They get me, and I'm friends with them. There are actually a number of them, probably the majority of them, who don't understand me, don't understand my sense of humor, and they often whisper to one another, why is he here?
Anderson. Maybe they don't think it's funny because they're dying.
Now, I'm talking about counselors. Now, I was at a function, an outside of camp function, about a year ago. It was a little gathering, and I knew most everyone there, and they all got me, and I got them, and there was drinks to be had and corn to be eaten, and it was a good time. A guy showed up who I hadn't seen in years, but he used to work up at camp as a counselor, and I had a few in me, and I was making jokes about another counselor.
You had a few counselors in you?
I had a few drinks in me.
He didn't say it was a...
And I was talking about an older counselor who everyone finds questionable, all right? And I was I thought it was hilarious when I came up with the idea that older counselor that we were talking about, who wasn't there, but I was saying he's actually a child with the kind of cancer that makes you look old, and that's why he gets away with what he gets away with. He's actually a camper. He's not a counselor.
I didn't know that was cancer.
It's not. I was making it up as a joke. And we all thought it was funny except for this one guy. who was very, very mad at me, and I guess he still brings up, is Anderson going to be there? Because I will not come if he's there. He was that offended by it.
What'd you say that offended him?
I just said it. I said that old counselor is not a counselor. He's a camper. He has a kind of cancer that makes you look old.
You guys, I just invented something.
It's like fucking handball.
The after disaster.
That's not...
That's horrible.
What do you mean you invented
never be
something?
Again... Why is that invented?
I'm decorating a box.
Don't use those expensive, nice pens on cardboard.
We can get $3 for this box.
Wait, Anderson, what happened to the different levels of argument?
Okay, yeah, so.
Bringing it back.
Tyler, what's with your energy, man? Where'd it go?
A long day, bro.
Really?
Yep.
You have any parts of your body removed?
Don't give me that. Oh, I had to lay in a chair while I was on nitrous, and now I'm on happy pills.
Fucking weird, man. And I was watching my doctor's eyes intensely, which was awkward when he caught eye contact with me, because I could see what was going on in my mouth through the reflection of the glasses.
Yeah, what if we wore those Mir Cop sunglasses?
That would have made me even be able to see better. And it was a mistake. I should not have seen what was going on, because it's horrific.
Yeah.
The last words he said to me before he started yanking was, "Don't worry, I've never broken a jaw." And of course, all I could think of is, fuck, my jaw's going to snap in half.
Is that even an option?
Poppin' chops.
When I had my tooth pulled, the guy was like on his knees up on top of me, and his assistant was helping, and he was wrenching with like a tool, and he's like, "Oh God!" And they kept taking breaks because he couldn't get it out. Like, he couldn't yank out the root. It was a tooth that I crushed grinding my teeth. Ah, it gives me the chills thinking about it.
I asked him after he's done with me. I said, "I heard stories once," and I heard the story. It might be an old urban legend, but a guy was put to sleep under to have his tooth removed. And he woke up, the anesthetic wore off, anesthetic, while he was removing the tooth, and he woke up to a dentist's foot on his chest, and he was yanking the tooth out, using leverage with his foot. And he said, "Please stop doing
that." God damn, this is the grossest thing of all time. I was telling those guys about, there was a story in the news maybe 15, 20 years ago about a crematorium that was...
Is that like a porn house?
A place where they cremate bodies, and they were throwing five or six bodies in at a time because it was saving money, because those furnaces cost so much money to run. So you're supposed to stick one at a time because I guess it's proper and it's respectful. That's the law too. But they were jamming five or six bodies in at a time just to get them out of there. But before they were doing that, they were taking out the teeth so they could get the gold, and they called it popping chops and making the pliers sing.
That's pretty good.
You are fucked. That's never coming off. Hope you like that new look, tranny.
All right, so I put a little on my lips to make the permanent, ever, forever lip mark on the cup. This is going to probably be the highest seller, I would have to assume. So you can actually... my face is swollen, by the way, all right? And the camera adds 10 pounds.
But I would like swollen. To... I don't have the guts to do this, but it'd be... And plus, I don't want paint on my penis, but I'd like to side up the side of my penis and stretch it around that cup.
I'd rather you not do that.
No, I'm not going to. Yeah.
I don't even
I'd
want
like
to know what you just said.
Ty, energy up. All right. It's rare that I say pipe up, but let's pipe it up. And why don't you come in here, grab a couple mugs, and add your little, add a couple things to it. Huh? Mm. What do you say? Why don't you come in here and sit down? I think that's what the show needs. All right.
Here's my problem with the mugs is I think we should decorate them like Easter eggs where we dip them in something.
All right. Here's my problem with your attitude. It's bad. Okay. It's not a good one. And we're not going to dip the goddamn mugs.
Let's talk about that money that you have rolled up. Like you just got a...
Oh, God. Did it fall on the ground?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I want to talk about arguing
the
in different
fuck
levels.
Are these chairs?
Those are the new chairs for the new Loveline set. I mean, the new pre-show set. Okay, sit down. That's your money.
I don't like it.
That's money for you there, Ty.
What?
I give you cash. I owed you $150. There you go.
Why do you owe me $150?
Don't worry about it, but I do.
Why'd you get them ones?
Because I thought it would be funny.
Wait,
it is funny now that I think about it.
It's kind of funny, right?
Wait, what is happening?
It's like you're a stripper.
Because we split that job for a month and then before you quit.
Oh.
That's your cut, buddy. That's your cut. So
sweet.
I can't hear a goddamn thing.
It's because you're in Simone's seat and she unplugs her shit, so plug it in.
I should...
So I was in traffic the other day and I was becoming enraged.
Oh, my God.
Too loud?
Is it loud? My God, Tyler, come on. The show was about to hit its stride. And then you had to ruin it with your little ears. No, she wears earbuds. She uses earbuds, I should say.
Earbud?
Hey, can I get in a Cirque du Soleil for doing this?
Oh, my God. Please. No one can see that, I don't think. Rudy, did you get a shot of that?
Yeah, show off your talents, Mike.
Here it comes.
Mike is about to put three pens finger to finger to finger, which is exceptionally impressive. And he wants
How
to
about
know
this? What is that?
They're French Canadians, though, Mike, not French Frenchers.
Fringe Canadians?
Here you
oh
go,
my God, this mic sounds like ass.
Here you go.
No, you sound good.
Remember in the remember in the 60s that when you were making out with a girl, they called it necking?
Yeah, I remember making out in the 60s. It's great.
So gross. Okay.
I used to neck with Sally Johnson in the river.
Oh, I thought it was going to be
in
Sally.
The river? What if
she
Sally
was
Johnson
dead.
Sees us? What if you're a baby in the womb and some guy...
What if the show became just a bunch of what ifs? What the fuck?
It's going down on your mom. And his lips touch your head.
Rune, do you have anything to plug?
Is that even possible?
What?
Trying to come up with something.
These mics are looking pretty good. Like, this is, so far, the after, right? Well, I gotta, the after. It's not, Tyler, your head is in the way. There we go. That's looking pretty good, right?
Show my mug.
That's just the fart barf.
What?
You're doing the fart barf logo.
I'm not doing fart barf
logos.
Yes,
you are.
No. All right, here's Mikey's. But I'm going to add some stuff to it because it needs to be added to. This is his French mug. You can only drink cappuccinos out of this.
That's Italian.
Oh, God. Where's... Because I'm stupid. All right. So, in traffic. And it occurred to me that I would like to be able to argue even better than I already do. I argue pretty decently. But I was like, I'm sitting here in traffic and I'm bored. And it would be nice... First, I wish that there was like ways that you could figure out what level arguer you are. Like white belt, yellow belt, just like karate. Right?
I'm sorry, just like what?
Karate. Karate. That's how you say it, right? Does that make me sound like I'm a black belt?
Remind me to tell you something after this is over.
You can tell me now.
Okay.
He's going to get to a woman,
there's
guys.
A Jerry. He was a famous attorney in the 80s and 90s, and he always wore the fringe leather jacket.
Jerry?
He was from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. He was a famous lawyer.
Andrew Dice Clay?
Jerry, I can't remember his last name, but he wrote a book called How to Win Any Argument, and it systematically breaks down how to win any argument.
Okay.
And the psychology behind it.
He was a black belt, you think?
Absolutely.
Was it mainly like arguing with the broads or just anybody?
Anybody. And it sets up why people do this and how you can defeat them in arguments. Of course, I didn't read it. I argued with the chick who gave it to me. I don't need this.
That's what you did.
Jerry.
She gave you the book
name.
And then you argued about it.
Yeah, he was a very, really obnoxious attorney. He might have had long hair.
Look at my tooth.
But he never wore suits. He wore a leather jacket that had fringes on the sleeves.
Sounds horrible.
He was like a hunter kind of guy.
A gatherer?
No.
Hunter and gatherer?
What if I put this in my mouth?
Don't do that.
Oh, my God. That would be the sickest thing I've ever witnessed in my entire life.
Put it in my mouth.
You know what the banker said to me when he gave me all those ones, 150 ones? I thought he'd be pissed. But
have
he wasn't.
Fun at the club.
Yeah.
No. He's like making it rain. I saw he was making it rain. He's pretty swarthy and great. I liked him.
I like that this one's in like, this one makes me feel
particularly. Especially, is that a wad of ones in your pocket?
He's holding the roll.
I would say if you went to the bank and you got $100 in ones and the guy made it rain on top of you, that would be kind of cool, but very annoying.
And very annoying, yeah.
He just went.
Especially if there's a bunch of people.
And then you pull off your shirt and you're like, oh, yeah.
It'd be disconcerting if the manager came out and started dancing as well.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be disconcerting.
The lights go out and all of a sudden a fucking disco ball comes on.
Might close my account. I think I probably would. We had Eddie Ifton here last night on the pre-show.
Didn't you just close it with that?
Nothing.
That was an insult.
Eddie Ift was on the program last night. I don't know. Was there an insult?
He was joking that this was your last $150.
Oh, I see. Mike's saying I'm poor. Eddie Ift was on the program, and he told me to tell both of you hello.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh. Hello, Eddie.
I don't think it was like a lascivious hello, but he said hello. Make sure you say hi.
I don't know how to spell anything now that I'm thinking of things to say.
After is A-F-T-E-R.
How do you spell?
After is A-F-T-E-R.
Francois.
Francois.
Okay, all right. Come on. So.
C-I-O-S.
There should be.
Right.
There should be a service that you can call. You can be a member, right?
You argue over the phone and they rate you?
And they train you to argue. So if you're sitting in traffic and you're like getting a little hostile and angry and pissed off.
Isn't that what speech class is for?
It's like, kind of like speech and debate. That's what I told Jillian. I said it's like speech and debate, but it's more like street style.
Because,
you know, you're not going to win any arguments in the street by saying, well, I rebut
that. Ad hoc, ergo, propter hoc.
I rebut that. You got to actually be able to. So
red herring.
And then any insults they use against you, you're going to actually, next time you call in, you'll be at the next level because you're going to kind of turn those around. Because so many funny people, actually, they use insults that have been hurled at them over the years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like fuckstick.
Yeah, fuckstick. Like I was called fuckstick in Buffalo, but I wish I didn't say that again. It hurts still. But you can get like ranked and you can
get. We didn't.
You can get higher and higher. You know what I mean? And I was very excited about this. And Jillian's like, why are you getting so excited about this? Like, this is not a real idea. It's never going to happen. And why are you so pumped up about this? And I said, Rune, can I help you?
No, I'm going to come sit down with you.
Oh,
no, thanks.
Come on in. I don't think your mic's on, so that's going to be a problem. You should share Tyler's mic.
That's not happening. But this mic sounds like ass.
That sounds fine. Turn on your mic and see if it works. Yeah, that doesn't work.
Rune, you got to go in the other room.
This break brought to you by Rune. All right, let's see how they can go without.
Wait, why did the phones work, by the way? You didn't have to do your typical.
I don't know. Because
I'm getting high from the fumes in here.
I was in there 12. Never mind.
Yeah, that's a good drawing, Mike. Look at that.
It's Burt
Reynolds. Upside down.
Oh, yeah.
He's apparently dancing on his head in your mug.
Oh, my gosh. It's Burt Reynolds, though.
Is he a pirate? Pirate Burt Reynolds?
I don't know how to draw.
Well, that's a pretty good. Rune, what are you doing that noise?
Testing
for?
My mic until it's on.
It's going to be on.
It's on now.
Some
is that
point.
How you test it?
Here.
Yep.
Okay, one second. I'm trying to find this drawing of me that someone made recently.
Who's drawing you, Mike?
Just assorted people.
What?
Assorted people.
Assorted?
Hey, did I ever tell you about these dolls that I bought? They're like 3.5 feet tall, and they're the Walk With Me doll.
Yes, and you were going to put blood on them and send them to your friends.
They're gigantic. They're like 3.5 feet tall, and they're plastic girls, and I was going to put blood. I was going to put blood on her underwear and a piece of tape over her mouth and FedEx it to my friend Matt.
Yes.
So I ended up giving it to my – I'm not going to show this on camera, but I ended up giving it to my niece, and she loves it.
Oh, my God. That is so creepy.
You know, there's cameras like 360 degrees in here now.
Hmm.
Don't show it on camera, Mike. Just show it to us so that we can all.
Okay. I can't find the latest picture.
I would describe it as creepy.
Rune, is that how you deliver things on stage? Creepy.
Creepy.
Rune, give us some of your give us a little something.
Yeah. Three guys drawing on mugs are a great audience for
you. I was going to suggest that you take calls and let them talk, and then you know maybe you could
talk caller.
Get
Rune's
idea. A little more painting done that way.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the program.
It's going great so far.
I hear something in the background.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Hello!
Whoever just sniffed.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Mike is so disappointed.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Just thought I'd say Mike Carano.
Yeah, what's up?
God Bless America.
Yeah.
Pretty good movie.
Yeah, cool. I wish I had something to do with it so I could say thanks.
You were in it, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, and I did other stuff. In fact,
I was upset that you didn't die. I was like, oh.
So was I, because I wanted to get squibbed and have blood squirt on me, but I heard it bruises you, so I'm kind of sensitive.
And mugs?
Yeah.
Decent idea.
Mugs would be a good name. Mugs would be a good nickname for one of us.
No, that's
get in here, Mugs.
Our buddy Beer Mug is already called that.
Do I know him?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Mr. Mug.
And
our buddy.
I don't know if you can, but.
You going to make a request?
But
a
what?
Mug request?
A request. Yeah, I think it'd be possible to get Eddie Ift on the show because it's a pretty cool guy.
Okay.
He left yesterday.
Wasn't he on yesterday?
Well, maybe sometime in the near future.
He did. He did.
No, he hasn't been on before.
How the show was, and he called it by the wrong name.
Oh Jesus! What do you call it?
He called it "How's the After Love Lunch Show."
I just realized I've been writing Lay. L-E, and it's L-E-S.
How about we stop with the friendship?
Is the show feminine, then?
It's L-E-S if you're talking about multiple things.
No, that's for feminine things.
You know what's wrong with the show? Other than Rune.
That we don't know anything about French things?
So, je fais la connaissance ton garçon.
Oh, Stan, what's wrong with you? Come on, buddy.
He's shaking. I think he's cold. Or he's still freaked out over the earthquake.
Maybe he knows another one's coming.
Maybe he's freaking out over your lipstick there.
If you guys could see the video from that earthquake, it actually shows how much shaking was happening.
You know what the problem is with this program? With this particular episode here, it's Tyler's energy.
It's wonderful.
Now, the problem is
we are
artists.
Down.
You can't ask an artiste to paint and talk at the same time.
We all cheated death twice tonight.
Yeah,
that's kind of true. That's a good point, Rooney. Show up and there's a...
It was quite annoying to try everywhere. To pull up and I'm like, can I get in the parking lot?
No!
Me too.
You park over there, though.
It's annoying for me, too.
Okay.
You know what's even more
officer.
Annoying than that is on my way to work, which I was running a little bit late to tonight, getting phone calls, three of them before I even got to the premises from Drew, panicking, going,
"Oh my god,
cops everywhere! Should we go to K Rock? We should go do the program for K Rock. Let's go to I'll meet you at K Rock." I'm like, "Drew, no, just park across the street, walk in. They won't let me."
He's ready to take us all back to his house.
You just hear him off phone. "Don't you know
what?" No, he was talking to the cop. He's like, and the cop was very distracted. I'm like, "Yeah, because there's a guy cruising around with a fucking shotgun. He's doing his job." And then I get to the place. And I'm like, "Dude, just park in the neighborhood." "They won't let you. They won't let you." So I pull up. I park immediately across, right across the street. Walk right over. No problem at all. As I'm walking to the front door, I get another phone call. Fourth one from Drew. "What's going on? We're going to K-Rock?" I'm like, "No, Drew. Do what I told you. Park." Thank God you're just a doctor. And I don't want to talk badly about Drew anymore. Let's talk badly about Joel McHale instead.
Okay. Do you think if we were volunteer policemen, we'd have to get out and help?
Yeah. It's a bylaw. Caller, what'd you say, caller?
So
it'd be better if there was a guy running around with a machete.
True.
You know it's better than bylaw?
Good night, buddy. Thanks for calling, man. What's your name?
By Curious Law.
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
Ruben.
Thanks, Ruben. First time caller, right?
Love your sandwich.
I've called before.
Should have offered to help the cops with machetes. Just take them out there and tell them where
we could have gone. We got this under control, Ossifer.
We're the Culver City Militia.
Okay, so let's talk badly about Joel McHale.
I know I said Ossifer.
Machete Militia.
Intentional.
So Joel and I have been going back and forth because he's booked for the Film Vault coming up. There's a little bit of a secret. I just kind of let that go now. But we're going back and forth figuring out a date. We're going to go hang out on the set of Community and then do it in his trailer because he has a lot of downtime. And then as of yesterday, he just stopped texting back. Got very angry. Sent another text today saying, "Don't go dark on me, motherfucker." And still dark. So I said, "You know what? I'm going to do a little shit talk because someone's gone to Hollywood on the After's After tonight." Well, and right as I was about to do this, about 15 minutes ago, I got a text, and it was from him. And he says, "I will never go dark on you, sweetheart." So
is he listening to the After Disaster right now to make sure?
I don't think so.
I think he's a fine listener of this program.
But that was just a long way of me dropping a name.
It was a good one.
Yeah, it was well done.
There you go. All right. Show's over. Thanks, everybody.
That's funny because I thought Louis C.K. was ignoring me last night, and then he finally said, "I would never ignore you."
Hey, did you guys watch Louis C.K. last night?
No.
I would have liked to, but I couldn't.
Can I tell you this? I was very jealous. All right, here's what happened. Is Mike let us both know? Am I allowed to say this?
Oh, yeah. No, I watched him.
Mike let us know that Louis C.K. was doing a somewhat of a secret show at his work at the Old Improv over there, and he let us know that he goes on at 8, and if we wanted to get tickets, we could do it, and we could go see him. And I said, "Mike, I have this job. It's at night. I don't know if you're aware of that. Can't go." And then Tyler said, "I'm going to go." And he said, "I'm very excited about it." And then I got in the shower, and I was in the shower washing myself, thinking, this is terrible. If Mike and Tyler start hanging out outside the show during Loveline hours, I'm going to be very jealous. I'm not going to like that at all. True story. As I was washing my chest.
Yeah. Must be nice to have your nights free.
And then it made me feel uncomfortable. Hey, you can be fired again quite easily.
Yeah, I can put in a bad word for you.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you're unfireable at this point because they don't want to hire anyone else.
Wow.
I know that's true, what you just said. Isn't that sad that we all have these weird insecurities like that?
I'm somewhere between 0% and 100% likely to be fired then.
Well, I don't understand what you're talking about.
From that conversation, you said I could be fired again.
All right, whoever buys this mug, it's been full of money.
Whoa.
You don't get the money.
A mystery mug so people will bid more on eBay.
I like that. That mug looks good.
Where is it? I can't. I thought bringing mugs in and the tooth and the money, I thought it was going to be a good show tonight. And it just feels...
We don't do good with props, apparently. We're too distracted. We're like totally 8-year-olds.
I'm
going to
stop painting because I don't want to be distracted.
As long as one of the props is booze, it works out.
No, too bad we stopped that because these guys couldn't handle their hoops.
Look at Mike's face. Look at it. It's vulnerable. I like it. It's fairly
He's
like
pleased
that.
With himself, but... Sad.
I'm on this hideous, horrible diet, which is fruit and vegetables.
What? That sounds awful.
I've had no red meat for 2 weeks. I've had almost no dairy. I'm not allowed to have sugar. It's killing me.
Have you had a tooth removed recently?
Actually, I believe it's probably doing the opposite.
Technically. It's probably a good point. I had a tooth removed. I don't know if you heard about that, but
that's pretty good.
It made me all fucked up.
It's pretty good.
I have a stitch in my mouth.
Yeah.
Never a good thing to have a stitch in your mouth. Yeah. I asked him if he used dental floss for the stitch. He said no. Okay.
I used pubes.
No, they don't use pubes. So why are you on this crazy diet? Get your cholesterol down?
Yeah.
Your goal is just to live to my wedding so you can officiate it, right? And then you're going to go back to the red meat.
I'm actually hoping to kick the bucket like 2 hours before to make it about me.
I was going
to
say kick the bucket. That's weird.
Do it during the wedding. Just keel over.
As soon as he, I now pronounce you.
Are you prepared? Just leave him in suspense. Are you all prepared? Are you ordained and all that shit?
No.
You got your paperwork?
No, I better do that fast.
You better.
Would you be married if he died right before he said, I pronounce you husband and wife?
I don't know.
Does he have to say the words?
Yeah. No.
It's totally legally binding is the words. It has nothing to do with marriage certificates.
Okay, good. That's what I thought.
I now pronounce. What if I slip up and say something really horrible? Like, I now pronounce you hubby and hubby and the old lady. That becomes your nickname.
Here's what I want. I want you to, if you can, because you offered and you said you'd do it, is play a little guitar while people are cruising in, right?
Really?
A little, yeah.
I totally will.
And then
just
and then
play our song over and over again.
Yeah, you could do a little acoustic version of Happy. That'd be sweet. And then
make it about the show.
Yeah, yeah. A little advertising.
We could you're talking in between songs over the mic, but we're actually doing the podcast.
I want you to do one of those.
But you just do it in that nice tone, like, oh,
I like that.
This next song, except you're like, I was driving in traffic today, and I really want to kill this fucking bitch that cut me off.
What if we did that? Like, we're all standing up there, the music plays, Jillian comes up, and then Mike grabs a mic, hands you and I a mic, and then we just start doing the show. That is the greatest.
We got a special guest tonight, Jillian. She's like, what the hell? Anderson,
hey, the girl's here.
Disaster.
How about we're all just secretly recording on a little mic while we're standing
there? Oh, like Secret Service guys? I like that idea. I love that idea. We're all wearing our headsets.
Halfway through, Reggie walks in.
Oh, man. Is everything okay in here?
More like waddles.
He's like, is your car in the parking lot?
It's offensive.
I got the security guard room. Oh, it's all blue. It's all blue.
Rune's going to be there. Rune's
are you really?
Doing the video.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot video there.
Rune's doing the video. He tried to get his girlfriend invited, and I said, absolutely not. He's
not
like,
sure
where should my girlfriend sit?
I don't think
which
she wants
table?
To go anymore.
And I'm like, dude, that'd be really weird. If you were working and your girlfriend was like a guest at my, and I don't even know her, that'd be very fucking odd. No, that's not going to happen. Can't.
You know what's odd is I can't remember what room I got.
I hope Rune gives you an iPhone charger for your wedding gift.
I asked Rune, hey, Rune, my phone's almost dead. Do you have an iPhone charger? Nope! Like, with exuberance and excitement.
Emphatically.
Why? Emphatically. Why, Rune? Why are you so fucking odd, Rune?
Because I thought you were going to ask for something I did have, and then I was going to say, yep.
Really? Is that what happened?
You didn't. You asked for something I don't have.
All right.
So I said the opposite.
Tell us more.
I agree.
Okay, so I've watched like 12 Gordon Ramsay shows in the last week.
Mm-hmm. You watched the F Word yet?
No, what is that?
Gordon Ramsay. It's my favorite Gordon Ramsay show.
It's called the F Word?
Yeah, it's the F Word, and it's like 5 shows in one. I've talked to you about it on this here program.
Oh, it's probably not on Netflix.
And what it is he has a restaurant, and he goes in, and then he has like cooks that are in there like competing, and then he says, now we're going to cook some deer, which I'm going to go out and hunt first. And he goes out, and he kills a deer. It's like a travel show. And then he cooks the deer, and then he goes to his house and hangs out with the pigs that he's raising at his house with his family. So it's like a family show. It's like all these different shows in one. It's really good. All right. That was my endorsement.
My problem with him is he's so judgmental over every little aspect of everyone's place. And I need to know that his restaurant is flawless before I allow him to do that.
Maybe it is.
Okay. I'm sure it is.
We should go. Does he have a place in L.A.?
Yeah, it's called London.
Let's go. Let's do it.
London's called.
Okay. Let's go and counter-evaluate him.
I'm sure if we say we're from the After Disaster, they'll hook us up.
Sorry, sir. You have to have a reservation 9 months ahead of time.
Did I mention the After Disaster?
We have over 14 listeners.
Yeah. We take calls.
Okay, let's take a call.
Can I offer you this mug?
There's a line open, by the way.
Does this mean anything?
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hello.
Hello, Governor.
Hey, what if that's our thing? We just bring mugs with us everywhere in public.
Oh, my God. It's so
like
late.
Like, we're constantly just doing this.
Oh, I know. It's really late.
What the fuck?
It was like
so late.
It was like 12:55 in there, and I was like, what?
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Hey,
the show
is
so good, it's flying by.
No, it's not true.
Let's wrap it up.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, it's Rocky again. I'm still here.
Jesus.
Oh, jeez, I'm bad at my job. Sorry. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Same people.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
You're making me look bad.
Rune, I don't know how this makes you look.
It's my idea.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Show could have.
Fuck my
life.
Hi. Speak up. Continue with the
after bring it,
hello.
Caller.
I heard her voice.
She said, hello.
I said hello.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good work.
Oh, I'm okay.
Speak up a little bit.
No one asked you how you were.
I suggestion for a segment.
Hey, can I ask you to do something real
quick?
Wait,
nasty? Segment idea. What's up? This might be good.
Can you blow your rape whistle?
What?
It's like when they ask a cop to light up the sirens when they call in talk radio shows. They're like, hit the sirens. And they go, woo!
If you're a trucker, like, yeah. Hit the horn.
What cops are calling
if you're a girl, you got to blow your rape whistle, yeah. Really?
We just want to see how hot you are, if you got one.
Flash Friday. Turn on those rape headlights, whistle boys. Wednesday.
I've had nothing but applesauce and yogurt today. It's awful.
Pork chops and applesauce?
Nope, just yogurt and applesauce.
Wait, you're drinking that stuff?
Because I can't eat anything.
I thought it was Catherwood's.
No,
that looks delicious.
785 calories, better be.
Yeah.
Well, it's huge.
Low fat.
It's not that big.
Now you're sporting lipstick and a milk mustache.
Oh my gosh. Can I bring up something real fast?
What is the segment, caller?
Oh, I want to call it listener demands because that's all I have for you. Right?
How about listener requests?
Listener demands?
No, I like listener demands better.
Yeah.
What would you demand there? What is your name?
It's kind of like bondage.
I demand to know your name. What is your name?
It's like Radio S&M.
Oh, man.
What's your name?
No, I have to do it. I haven't. I've called before, and then I never want to give you guys my name.
All right.
I feel like, no, I have to.
Yeah, you have to. I demand it.
We demand it, too.
It's
yeah.
The listener demand segment where
don't
we
you
demand
dare
things from the listener.
We can all make demands of anyone.
What's your name? Yes. I demand. What?
My name is Yasmin.
Yakman?
Yasmin.
Yakman.
Yakman?
Are you Jewish?
No, I'm Mexican.
Yakman.
Yakman.
Yakman. She comes from a proud family of yak hunters.
Is it Yakman Smirnoff?
Are you related to Yakult? Because I drank some Yakult today.
Mike grew up in a Yakult.
True. What were you going to say, Mikey? You got very excited.
I was going to say, so this new diet, you're going to hate this. I like lemonade, but I can't drink the Simply Lemonade because it's too much sugar. So I accidentally, after that hike with Lauren Dowd, purchased a Vitamin Water Zero. It's got no sugar, no calories, no carbohydrates. It's less than 1% stevia, and it's delicious lemonade water that's very sweet and satisfies your sweet tooth. I bought them. They're 10 for $10 at Ralph's. But
that means they're just $1.
It's not as good as real lemonade,
like.
But it's got no sugar. It's got nothing in it but natural flavoring, and it is fucking fantastic for if you like lemonade and you have a sweet tooth and you can't eat sugar. This stuff is great.
Want to know what drinks to drink? Listen to the After Disaster.
That was a terrible instinct I had.
Lemonade.
I didn't realize we were
demand.
Going to a commercial break.
I know. That's why I didn't want to do it. But 10 for $10.
He didn't warn you that you were not going to like it.
It's true.
Don't get the regular vitamin water because it's got like 26 grams of sugar. Get the zero.
All right. You want to hear a crazy story about my dad?
That's Vitamin Water Zero.
Story, Dad. Dad story.
We still didn't let caller do her listener demand segment.
Okay, listener demand, you cult.
Yes, and now that you guys have, or you get the mugs going.
Yeah. Six
what's
of them.
Up with the sitcom?
Oh, the sitcom. That's, oh, yeah. We can barely get mugs going.
I got to say, that's not very demanding to ask a question.
Look at how fucking swollen my face is. Why did I
let me see.
Video?
I want a sitcom. Is that demanding enough?
Yeah, we want a sitcom too. Will you get us a deal? I got a deal with Showtime.
Yeah.
$15 a month.
Really? That's pretty good.
Yeah, he pays them.
That was a joke that I stole from Miss Movies. Okay. Yakult, you want to hear a story about my dad?
Yes.
No one knows
demand
how.
Demand it. Demand
how,
that you hear it.
Demand that you hear a story about my dad. Having my dad.
Listen,
I
demand to hear a story about your dad.
Well, coming right up, Yakult. I can provide you with one. Here we go. Years ago, a couple years ago, when my dad was still together, he started to slip a little bit. We went to this Japanese restaurant, and there's booths. So you can't see the people sitting like right next to you, but you can hear them perfectly if they're talking loud. My dad was getting to the point where he could not handle it. We go out to eat. He still liked this a little bit, but not as much. Actually, if you watch that video that my dad reviews the After Disaster, it opens up with him saying, "Isn't it loud in here?" He gets pissed if anyone talks around him. It's at a fucking public restaurant, Dad. People are going to be socializing. All right, you know what I mean? So we're in this booth, and directly behind us, or behind him, there was a guy who was on the phone, which was rude. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting with a woman, and he was on the phone, and you could hear him talking a little bit louder than normal, but I wouldn't have even noticed it. But my dad just fixated on it. And for the next 10 minutes, my mom, my dad, and I are sitting there. I'm just trying to eat some sushi, have a good time, catch up with the parents. That's all my dad can talk about. Or just, he's so loud. It's so rude.
It's very rude. It's very rude.
But I'm telling you, it wasn't that bad. Like, I wouldn't have even noticed it if my dad wasn't pointing out.
You know who should have been offended by it is the girl he was with.
True. But the guy, you can hear him talking. And he had some business he had to take care of. You know, once I started fixated in a little and I was focusing. Sorry, I'm stuttering. Drugs.
He's dropping.
What was drugs. The business?
He's like, sorry, I got to take this. Yeah, do him. Do him.
Yeah.
Yeah, down by the dock.
No, it wasn't like that.
Sorry, I got to take this call.
Sounded like
suck your cock when I
wow. We're not that show.
We actually proved over and over again. Oh, by the way, we totally missed it last week. It was our 2-year anniversary. So that's good.
I'm so depressed that I've gone nowhere in life in 2 years.
I stumbled across a thread that was like, what should they do for their 2-year anniversary? And I was like, oh, is that coming up? What should we do? They're like, you dumbass. It was the last show. Oh, okay.
Listener demand was that you note your own anniversary.
So I realized that I could not take my dad complaining anymore, which was much worse than anything that I was hearing, right? But hearing my dad complain about it was so fucking aggravating. I realized I could either get up and just leave the restaurant, flee, because I have my own car.
I would do that.
Or you could pull out your phone.
Two, just try and, like, you know, status quo and just keep the pace and hope the guy gets off the phone soon. Or three, all in one motion, spring from my seat in my nice, cozy private booth, do a U-turn, flip a bitch, and go into the guy's behind us, into his booth, and have a little chat with him and ask him to get off the phone because I have a crazy dad.
Is that the one you did?
I did that one.
Oh, my gosh.
I
really?
I couldn't take it. I didn't even realize. Didn't even realize what was happening until I was sitting at this man's table with him and his date.
How
he was
you,
on the phone.
Wow, you have balls.
It was awful. It was so uncomfortable. Here's what happened.
Wow.
Holy shit. Large black man. Mm. Large, tall, very
like
tall.
Like fat or fit?
Can't remember his name. I think his name was Larry.
Why? That's not important.
Wait, and did you look? See what they looked
sat
like?
Sat next to him. No, I couldn't see anything. All I heard was voices. I had no idea. And not that it makes a difference if he's black or white, but I'm just painting the picture.
Well, bigger or small kind of
probably matters. A 6'5 black guy. Sit down, and I say, hello, I am terribly sorry, but I have a very insane dad, father, who I'm sitting with behind you. You can't see him, but he's going crazy, and he can hear you on the phone. And if you could just lower it a little bit, because he's making our meal just unbearable, because all he can talk about is you on the phone.
That's a nice way to do it.
And the guy was like, I totally understand. I am so sorry. I didn't realize I was being loud. I'm like, I'm incredibly embarrassed that I even have to do this. I was going to kill my dad.
And then were you like, are you going to eat that?
So I took a piece of a sushi and I went back to my seat.
He turns around and punches your dad in the face.
10 minutes later.
That was a bad way to blame it on my dad.
10 minutes later, he's pistol whipping my dad in the parking lot. 10 minutes later, they paid their bill and they're leaving. And he hands me his card and introduces himself. And he says, I'm a lawyer. If you ever need anything, you ever have any questions or anything, here's my card. And good to meet you. And I apologize again. Couldn't have been nicer. But it was one of those things, like the inertia took me there. Like, I was sitting at these people's tables before I even realized what I was doing. You know what
you
I mean?
Handled it great, though, by putting the heat on your dad instead of just going over there going, can you keep it down?
Oh, you got to. Yeah, you got to.
You woke my fucking sushi up. Like the sushi came out of its coma.
Did they like verify that you had a dad there and that you weren't just making it up?
Yeah, I mean he introduced himself to the whole table.
Oh, wow. Oh, that'd be really creepy if you were like really polite, like, but you're completely
son,
delusional.
Keep it down, son. Harry, don't find him.
You just walk up to people. My dad over there is really upset with how loud you're talking. There's just
I have a piece of squid with a little bit of wasabi, like a beard. Like,
did you eat squid?
Right, I love Ika.
Oh man,
Ika. Called Ika.
So pretentious about your sushi and now you know all the names.
Ika.
The
Kamachi.
The squid that they cook was good and they put some sugar
calamari.
On it.
Calamari. I don't know about that.
No, it's
sugar it up.
Yeah, it's
what's
it's,
the one where you put the lime juice on it and it goes
that's called giant clam.
Terrifying.
They have squid.
Marugai.
Still comes on rice, but they throw it in the pan and sear it with sugar and then they put it on the rice. So it tastes kind of sweet.
Alright, should we hold up all the mugs?
We should. Are they all done?
I think so.
They all say the after disaster? Why is there a leg?
I think Mike might have quit on some of them.
Oh, is yours like one of those, you put them all together and it makes a
this one doesn't say disaster.
That needs to be finished. Alright, now what are we doing with these things?
Hey, check it out. This paint looks like it glows.
Oh, that's nice.
Is this dishwasher safe?
No,
that's what they tell me.
There's a leg on this one and a face on this one. Does it make a whole?
Can you lick these?
If you collect the whole,
no,
Anderson,
I don't think
can have that pink one again.
That would have been smart though, because he could have done this.
Then someone would
have thought of something.
Try to win
Mike, you're upside down, Burt Reynolds on this one.
All right,
that's good.
All right, where's okay? So we're gonna finish the end of the show here. I'm having that fucking downward spiral from the drugs wearing off again. Pain's not there. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. They told me I'm gonna get dry socket because I smoked right after. Okay, what
what's dry socket?
It's when the nerve is exposed because your blood clot comes out from the sucking. You're not supposed to smoke for like 6 to 12 hours right after the pulling of the tooth.
Really?
Before the car was started, I had a cigarette in my mouth. But I was smoking out of the side.
Yeah, that makes it okay, actually. Yeah,
it's true, Rune. It's true. All right, so
can you never say dry socket ever again?
Dry socket.
That'd I heard great. Dry socket is very painful.
Quick question. This is a random fact, my random fact. What is the greatest word in the English language?
That's not a random fact. That's a question.
No, it's a random fact because it's a fact that it's shuttle.
Syncopation.
Shuttlecock is the greatest word in the English language. It's a fact.
Really?
Okay.
All right, we'll do a little group therapy before we go. Tyler, this is a hint that you should be going
Tyler,
to.
Tyler.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Group therapy. You're all on.
Why is that guy saying my name over and over again?
Yeah. You guys.
Hey, Marcus, is that really you or is it? You faking it?
I'm faking it.
I dedicate this. Sounded a lot like I dedicate this cup to Tyler.
Hey, what happened to Marcus? Why is he not with
us? I don't think he's.
Traded? There must be a cannon on one mug. A cannon mug.
There's already a cannon on a mug.
Oh, really? Who thought of that? Did you think of it?
Yes, of course I thought of it.
I didn't think of it.
I know. Mike's like going to pay me because I did that.
Did you do a machete too?
No, there's no machete mug. There. See, this one has a cannon on it. This is probably the best one. This one's a mess.
Looks like everyone actually cared.
But yeah, this was the first one.
Well, that's the one that Mike did almost all his own.
Oh. Did you do the coffee bottom thing?
Yeah.
That's funny.
What did he do?
No, you don't get to know.
I want to know. Why don't I get to know?
You got to buy it to see.
Coffee bottom. I like that.
I know. It's funny.
That's pretty good.
You should have wrote table, though.
Oh, actually wrote it on the bottom.
What?
You know what? I like these. I'm going to keep them.
Check the bottom.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Keep in mind,
I'm keeping all of them.
I only have 4 mugs at work, so I
Hey, I know this is. I know you're not going to go along with this idea.
Who's that, me?
But what do you think of taking one of these paint markers? I was trying to draw lips and I forgot.
Tagging all over Culver City.
No, let's take Stanley's paw covered in paint and then put Stanley's stamp
still
on each
write
one.
Disaster.
It's not terrible. Why don't you write it? How about that? Who's got the blue pen? All right, listeners, everyone breathe at the same time.
If we had some glue, we could glue one of those ones to the mug.
If we had some glue, we could get.
All right, everyone. Good night. I'm seriously.
I'm leaving.
Everyone, I just want to say that I do apologize for this low-energy show, and I wish... Okay, what is it?
Who was Man of the Year, according to Time Magazine, in 1938?
Hitler.
Thank you. You're right. You're too smart for me.
Yeah, you know what? You shouldn't be proud of knowing that so quick. Great year!
I mean, I think it was Eisenhower.
God damn it, guys. This is fucking amateur hour. What's going on with this?
Here, hold on. I'll go play the song. We'll play the song, and then we'll become like the most interesting men in the world.
I got to say, a lot of it has to do with the fact that there were coppers everywhere, and then an earthquake scared the crap out of us.
Andrew Campbell.
Andrew Campbell. What about him?
He was my roommate.
Huh.
Joseph Campbell wrote some great books.
That is a random fact, sir. All right, thanks, guys.
Steve
when I say
Campbell.
Guys, I mean fucking guys.
Jimmy Campbell invented soup.
What happened to all the girls that used to listen to this program?
They're taking the night off.
Nights. They haven't been around for a while.
This is like a show people will meditate to. This will be like a calming after disaster.
This is like the asleep.
Are we allowed that every now and again?
A sleep machine. It's like a noise generator.
Yeah. Next time you need to fall asleep, people, you just throw on old episode 150.
Have either one of you guys used a noise generating machine to sleep?
No.
Well, I bought one on the iPhone. I've been using it every night, and it's interesting because you put on this rain noise, and it's got a timer, so it'll shut off. But I leave it on till like 6 in the morning, and it's very soothing after like 20 minutes, and you become accustomed to hearing the rain. But mine's got like 40 sounds on it, like birds chirping and a wood chipper. But no, it's got, and you can mix and match the songs as well. Hey, what was that?
I don't know. This fucking computer doesn't work. Hey, you know all the pictures that the great listeners have done for us?
Yes.
Is there a place where I can find those? Don't say Facebook, because a lot of time they're not on Facebook. I can't get to the message boards after the program's over. So what the fuck?
Facebook. Just go to Facebook, click on photos, and then look at like the wall photos, because that's where people post them.
That's a great video.
Yeah, thanks for the video. Thanks for the video. I think Creepy did it, maybe?
What video?
The video of me animated with a garden behind me. Garden update, guys. I ate some purple beans that I plucked from my garden.
Were they supposed to be purple?
Supposed to be purple. Beautiful, beautiful beans. Unfortunately, they turn green when you cook them.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to eat some purple beans, but I ended up eating green beans.
Which does some purple food coloring in it.
Everything
there.
Else is dying due to the fucking heat.
And all that goddamn mulch you have on there that they can't get
through.
The
mulch is fine. They grow up and then they melt down, right? Ironically, my hot peppers are melting the worst out of the heat. But what can be done?
On one of those Gordon Ramsay shows, the hottest peppers in the world are from India.
Called ghost peppers.
Yes, and they have a contest. Who can eat the most of those things?
And they eat them, put them in their eye.
Yes.
What? Yeah.
If you fail to eat the most, you the other option is, besides eating them, you can rub them in your eyes.
Yeah.
And this woman is just going, get another pair.
Yeah.
And she's just rubbing them in her eyes.
We listener Katie actually sent us a ghost pepper hot sauce.
Oh, I remember. What about that
candy?
It's
in my fridge right now.
That candy was insane.
That candy was awesome. Remember where our eyes were melting out of their sockets?
Thank you for that. Oh, by the way, can I point out something?
I looked her in the eye sockets. In the eye stems.
Daryl.
I don't know if we addressed this on the show, but somebody said that we were very mean to Katie one time.
I don't know if that's true. We've been stern with her a couple times.
Somebody said that on the message board. Said they were very, you guys were very mean to her and you were very short. And I apologize for that if we didn't bring it up before.
Well, she deserved it because she was doing ridiculous things like tattooing Micron on her chest. Come on.
Was sweet.
I can't wait for her
Mike,
to have to.
Don't make me sick.
I can't wait for her to have to tell that Mike, that story to people.
I don't want to insult
her. Why do you have that tattoo? Well, there's this guy. He's in jail now.
Is that the guy that killed his neighbor? And then cut his body into 40 pieces?
Hey,
did you hear about the guy with the storage locker that got busted?
Yeah.
Because of he had like 100 different body parts in it?
No, where?
I don't know.
All different bodies?
He would always like almost forget to pay his bill, and like he would always pay it like on the very last moment, and then one day he forgot to, and they opened up for like one of those storage war sales, and it was full of body parts. Yeah.
The worst thing would be the guy next to him with all kinds of personal stuff in there, because you know they're going to go through your locker too.
Yeah.
These are good mugs. I think the mugs turn out good, boys.
Now what do we do with them?
I don't know. I take them home and Jillian.
I like that hairy leg.
Yeah, we test drive them. Do you think people pay more for used ones?
Why the hairy leg?
Are we liable if somebody dies from this poisonous ink?
No, the company that made the pens that we used.
That's true. The Japanese company.
Yeah, but we need to prove that we used those pens specifically.
Hold them up.
Uchida of America Corp.
We're putting you on blast.
Made in Japan. Uchida. Yeah, if you die.
We should trust them.
All right.
If you die, please send all letters to, is it Fuchida?
Uchida.
Yeah. They're like,
Uchida.
Oh, we get retribution for Pearl Harbor.
Guys,
apologize. They bombed us. Sorry.
Jesus.
I apologize for this.
But we did something back to them, whatever it was.
Ooh, I got an idea for a new segment. Every week, we, without telling
Mike. Not be boring? Is that the idea?
Without telling Mike ahead of time so he can prepare, we just ask him to explain a certain thing in history.
Mike?
Yeah.
I appreciate the new segments are just to point out my stupidity.
Like, we'll just have Mike explain, like, you know, the colonial time.
Oh, that wouldn't be a good one.
Why?
Because I know nothing about it.
That's why it would be a great one. You don't understand this game at all.
All right, give me one.
I just did.
Colonial times. All right, here's the deal. A lot of flute playing. Oh, wait, that was medieval times. Colonial times, they rode horses. They wore white short pants. Very specific reason for that. They were all baseball players.
That's pretty good.
To escape the tyranny of England, they came out over here and developed a colony. England decided to come over, kick a little booty, get some taxes. We fought them in the Civil War. Just kidding. We fought them
just
in
kidding.
The Revolutionary War. And the end. I don't know what. Is that the time you're talking about?
Yeah, sure, roughly.
And Thomas Jefferson had sex with his slave. And everything was great.
How the fuck are we going to ship these things?
That's like the super ultimate cliff notes, but I
musket.
Like it.
The musket was the primary weapon with the bayonet attached. In case the guy got
look,
too close.
Look, he's getting a little confident. He's like they're like coming to him now. He's got a little swagger.
There were 13 colonies.
Why were there 13?
Because it's unlucky in some cultures. And I don't know. Is there a reason why?
No.
I thought it was they just built it up and that was it at the time.
Exactly.
Then when was the Confederate flag developed?
When Hitler was born, I think.
Was that Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, when Luke and Bo met it. All right.
Duke, I am here.
When Luke and Owen, Duke. That's making me giggle. This doesn't even make sense.
Good night.
Oh, man. Let's find a new way to say goodnight.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Let's find a sign-off for this show.
Yeah, we've needed one. Actually, you know what? I think that we came up with a great one a couple weeks ago, but I can't remember what.
Good evening.
Oh, you know what it is? This is the worst show we've ever done.
Keep popping chops.
Yeah, making the Blyer sing. I don't feel the show is...